This is Adrian Zimmer, assistant editor for Automatic Merchandiser and Vending Market Watch. Longtime industry consultants and veterans Paul Schlossberg and Alan Weintraub join me for this final 2013 podcast to discuss trends, issues, and perspectives on where the industry needs to head in 2014. Thanks for joining me today. Now, Paul, you and Alan returned from last month's Customer Engagement Technology World Conference and Expo. Could you speak a little about how did the vending and OCS industry's use of technology compare to other industries?
We are, the conference was and the trade show were exceptionally interesting. We are extraordinarily far behind. The potential challenges and risks to our industry are dramatic and very important for us as an industry to start closing the gap. We saw examples of what some convenience store chains are doing. One was a chain like Rutter's in Pennsylvania with, I think, something like 74,000 enrolled frequent shoppers. Things that Dunkin' Donuts is doing to engage their customers and to get them, in fact, to come back and be more and more loyal and more frequent purchasers. We'll talk about it more in detail.
And, Alan, could you speak a little bit about how can operators, since they've already proven that they're not afraid to try something new, how do they use technology to the extent that it can be used within a micromarket?
The show demonstrated that the future of marketing and selling is going to be with the smartphone. Paul and I have attended this show for the past 3 years. The first year they concentrated on kiosks. Last year was digital advertising. And this year, virtually all of the seminars and symposiums were on smartphones. And the various providers and retailers describe that they are primarily focusing on the mobile experience to engage the customer 365/24/7.
Now, Paul, you spoke a little bit earlier when we talked about everything is moving to smartphones. Do you want to expand on what Alan was saying?
Yeah, I think Alan and I were seated next to each other in a number of sessions, and we were both sitting there kind of going, boy, is our industry going to face challenges. And I would translate that to a couple of specific things. Number one, something like 5% of the 4 to 5 million vending machines that are out there, choose whichever source you like, are remotely monitored, connected, so that we're at a huge disadvantage in terms of being able to digitally reach our customers who are shopping at those locations. That's something that, again, the entire fast food world is learning how to address. I saw a piece of data the other day that said something like 65% of online connections that people are making during the day in social media comes from restaurants. That's scary. Ultimately, we run retail stores, restaurants. So we're going to have to catch up or we're going to be in big, big trouble. Number two, if you think about, and I happen to love the digital screen vending machines created by Coke, created by Mondelez, created by Pepsi. I think they're fantastic. The interesting thing now is that's in people's hands. That's their smartphone, and that's the way they want to play. So we're going to have to figure out how to jump from what are really smart vending machines to what are, in fact, the smartphones in the hands of our shoppers. And again, folks in competing channels, fast food, convenience stores, are learning how to do it and do it superbly.
And following up what Paul said, my concentration over the past few years has been with micro markets. And as a result of the CETW conference, I just got off a conference call this morning with a micro market manufacturer, and one of the application smartphone providers from CETW, and we had an hour and a half long discussion about how marketing and promotions to the micro market customers can be done through their applications. So there a distinction between our customers at the vending locations, I believe, and the ones at the micro market locations. We know who the customers are at the micro market locations because there are, from my understanding, all of them are in limited access locations. And it is my opinion that by using smartphone technology, you will be able to increase your sales by 20% at the micro markets.
I not only agree with Alan, I think it could be bigger. And the reasoning that wraps that up comes into a concept that we don't use in our business called either geofencing or geotargeting. It's not a term most folks in our business would know, even if they've experienced it elsewhere. And that is the ability to broadcast promotions, news about new products, to people who are in fact registered with you. And that registration or being connected means that I've chosen to have Dunkin' Donuts or Rutter's or whatever company be part of my cell phone. And in fact, I may well have installed an app that brings them to my phone so that I can both learn things and at the same point have it feed information to me. And I think the implications could be used because it's not only driving sales this afternoon to sell you more, it's potentially bringing you back on, you know, next Monday, next Wednesday, and next Friday. And if we can do things like that, the implications are huge. And again, the term is super heavy user. And a number of the folks in the sessions that we attended talked about that. They said, we are making special promotions, special news and informational feeds to the people we know are in our stores most frequently. You can't do that with a vending machine. Not yet.
So companies having their own app, they have their own promotions. Is the problem with operators not using them or operators not knowing how to use them?
In my opinion, if they do have apps, and Paul, correct me, one of the stunning figures at the show, if I'm not correct, Paul, 75% of the apps that are introduced this year are not used by the end of the year. Is that correct?
Yeah, I heard it just about that way. So absolutely.
The issue and the Dunkin' Donuts executive was very interesting, and so were the Rutters, because what they are equivalent to both vending and micro markets. They explain that you have to work at this 365, 24/7 to keep your customer engaged. Because if we heard that word customer engagement maybe 100 times in 2 days, and if you don't keep your customer engaged, they will get rid of your app, and that requires a marketing infrastructure that, to my knowledge, very few people, if any, in the micro market and vending industry have.
Yeah, Alan is absolutely right there. I mean, I saw a quote in one of the presentations, and in fact I have it in front of me. But the quote is, "Stop believing if you build it, they will come." One of the challenges we have is we think we have captive customers. We have to make the leap to what Alan described and create an organization that reaches out and, in fact, also seeks information, because customers will make requests, from the people we're serving at the locations. If we do that, and by doing that, we will be in a totally different business. The other part of the quote that this marketing director made was, what your customer wants to do and what you are guiding your customers to do need to be the same thing. If we are out of stock on your favorite candy bar, on your favorite salty snack, whatever it is, then we are not heading in the same direction as our customers. That's more of a vending problem than a micro market problem, but it's nonetheless a challenge we have to become very, very good at. So I think we have a gigantic opportunity to set up literally a digital, you know, communication process, and I think the app is the new dimension. And this business has gone from being the hardware to being the technology, as Alan described before, to in fact now understanding that they have to be on your smartphone, not cell phone. And we don't know that yet. It's not that we don't know it. No one I'm aware of in our business has done it. The micro market people should be the first to go do this. They should be starting on it later today. But the folks in the vending channel can do the same thing. It'll be a little more difficult. It'll be a little more challenging, but it can be done.
So let's move on to the small business owner. What are some essential things that they can do concretely right after listening to this?
I'll tell you what I would do as a small company, especially. I would go find a local community college or university, whatever happens to be nearby. I would go meet with the computer science and digital marketing folks in those schools, the folks who are teaching them. And I would sit down and say, let's create a class project. You know, let's take one of your groups and let's create a class project. And from an operator's perspective, you might fund that with a small scholarship or, you know, because it would cost significant money to go outside and have it created. And do something that's going to benefit the folks at the school and at the same time would have a huge benefit for you to put you in business, to set up the structure, the infrastructure that will allow you to accomplish that. And you'll have highly skilled people who are, in fact, going to be able to use this as a learning curve in their own development and put you into the business.
Well, in my opinion, I mean, there's at least three levels. If you're operating micro markets, my recommendation would pick up the phone and speak to your micro market equipment service provider and have a discussion with them about the current marketing programs, which are, to my knowledge, are through the kiosk and through the internet, which listening to this show are out of date. Am I correct, Paul?
Yeah, amazing. In such a short time, amazing.
I mean, I don't want to be the carrier of bad news, but the figures are that people are spending 2 hours a day on their smartphones. They're not going to their computer. The source of all their information is through the smartphone. Regarding vending operators, you have an interesting problem if you're going to be in the business for the next 5 to 10 years. And I'll give you one specific example. If you go to any college, university, or community college, 100% of your customers have smartphones. I don't think there is a young person at those institutions who do not have a smartphone. There is no question from the symposiums that we heard that in the next 5 years, you will be pulling out your CoinMix, bill validators, and credit card readers, and all your purchases to those customers will be made by smartphones. You have to understand, too, that the smartphones will have the capability to provide all the requirements regarding the calories and the nutritional requirements of your products. So everything will flow through the smartphone.
A sidebar to that really gets... That rang my bell the other day, two things. Everybody's been talking about the Amazon drone story. Amazon's going to have drones come to your house. I don't know whether Amazon is bringing drones to my home, and I don't even care, but I think it is representative of the fact that the process of fast delivery, which used to be 2 days from these online services, which is terrific, is moving to same day. So it's getting faster. And Amazon, during the holidays, Amazon went out and said, we're going to announce new deals starting before Black Friday even hit, as often as every 10 minutes. So there's a whole communication process in shopping. Ultimately, we are shopping. And the other piece of this that I think is incredible, Chili's and Applebee's, with slightly different ways, are now going to put tablets on every table. So tablet computers, like your iPad or whatever device you might use, are going to be on every table in these restaurants. And one more time, we are really an analog solution in what is an increasingly digital world. And while the interface on a micro market is digital, it is still reasonably an analog transaction. So we're going to have to find ways, both in traditional vending, in small places, and I agree 100% that the folks coming out of college, the young people coming out of colleges today, arrive into the working world, and they look at the locations, and they say, I can't use my phone to pay for things. I can't, you know, I can't even pay with cards when I want to in a lot of places. You folks are dinosaurs. We've got to become relevant to the next generation, or in fact, we're going to lose them as shoppers. I want to mention one dinosaur. Interesting. The New York City Subways, Metropolitan Transit Authority, now has created on-the-go travel kiosks where you can get all the information you need on an interactive screen. And that was, by the way, one of the other terrific presentations at the CETW show. And they are finding that people under 45 walk up and know exactly what to do with it instinctively, and people who are older walk up and kind of think it's a map initially until they learn how to play with it. And they are also putting in kiosks of various kinds. They're testing one with the makeup company, cosmetic company, L'Oreal. The whole universe of an organization like that saying, we've got to become digitally relevant. We've got to use locations in our system to find what they call non-fare box revenue. So they're out there actually looking for new ways to make money. And the other side is the fast food folks. McDonald's and Subway are now moving in with payment systems. And in fact, McDonald's is testing, if for those who are listening out in California, in Laguna Niguel, California, they're testing made-from-scratch high-end burgers at one of the Laguna Niguel McDonald's, and it's you select from an iPad menu. So if the fast food industry is getting there, if the convenience store industry is getting there, we have to get there, and don't let the Subway system beat you. That's terrible.
My question is that the vending operators and the micro market operators have to speak to their equipment manufacturers, suppliers, micro market people, and their vending machine suppliers to work to integrate this, and really in the background and coming to the foreground are going to be the product manufacturers who are going to want the information to know what customers are purchasing the products. There's a subtext to this. And Adrian, in September, Automatic Merchandiser ran a webinar on credit cards, and Professor Mike Casanova made an interesting comment. He asked the participants, what is the cost of handling cash today in the vending industry? And there was no answer. And I'm looking at now an article in the New York Times, December 10th, and it's the end of cash, room for debate. The smartphone, 5 years, 10 years? 10 years is a long time, but if you're a 40-year-old vending operator, it's not a long time. You are not, cash is going to be a small part of your business.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100% on that. I think that the implications for payment, the whole way we buy anything, moving to social media, various formats, especially to smartphones, is going to be critical. There was a term used, or a little acronym used, which is SO, S-O, low, L-O, MO, M-O, and it's social, local, mobile. And it's all, sometimes it's social, loyal, mobile. And the point of that is that everything is moving there. People want to play in their social networks, and they want to do everything in their social networks. They want relevant information locally, and as a provider, you want to create loyalty through that process, and it's all going to be done through mobile devices. So for an operator in our industry, we have a ticking clock, and the clock is not going to stop its relentless movement forward. And the only question is whether we're going to get on board. And as an industry, large companies, small companies, it doesn't matter. Young people today want to do everything on their smartphones. Doesn't matter where they are. The good news for us is that we are literally, with 5 million machines, we are the most pervasive retail business. We're in more locations than anybody. And then everybody, all combined, McDonald's, Subway, all combined, don't even get near our dimensions. So the thing we need to do is get out in front of it.
Well, I want to thank you both for speaking with me today. My guests were Paul Schlossberg and Alan Weintraub discussing the necessity of thinking outside of the box when it comes to technology use in the vending, OCS, and micro-market industries in 2014. I'm Adrienne Zimmer for Vending Market Watch and Automatic Merchandiser.